Good morning. We'll pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. It's March 12th at 9 a.m. No Crap Township meeting. It's obvious we have Dick Holtz is absent, and so is Aaron Eisenhardt, just for the record. We'll move forward with public comment. Do we have any public comment? Okay, not hearing any public comment. We will move on to the approval of the agenda. Is there anything that needs to be changed on the agenda as it is printed? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I so move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll go to the consent agenda. Is there anything on the consent agenda that needs to be pulled or added to? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, we have support. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. We'll need a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Shemansky.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes.
And Aaron Eisenhardt and Dick Holtz are absent. We'll move on to Sheriff and Commissioner report. I do not see the Commissioner. And Mike, do you want to burn through the Sheriff? Or I can, I guess. Looking at the Sheriff report in front of us, we had a total of 48 events. I'm just going to hit the highlights. We had a couple civil non-criminal, four driver complaints, three follow-ups, two hazardous conditions, four medical calls, two motorist assist, three personal injury, two private property, and we had 10 traffic stops and two warrant attempts, total of 48. And that's just the highlight of our sheriff. We'll move forward to ambulance department, MMR. We had a meeting this past Wednesday. Mike, if you wanted to elaborate a little bit about that.
Okay, for the village of Elk Rapids and the township, there were 24 calls for service. There were 22 calls for service during the month. Of course, there's only 28 days in February. And of that, there was 14 transports from the village and 6 transports from the township. And they were well within their contract run times and percentages.
And just a reminder for everyone, we're wrapping up our fifth year of our agreement with MMR. And we have their new proposal for the next five-year contract. I was going to ask Mike if you wanted to go over that just briefly.
The contract for the first 5 years was $225,000 our share for the year. Milton also pays $225,000. The renewal, which will start in December 8th of this year and for another 5 years, the subsidy is increasing by $37,500, so our payment is going to be $262,500 per year.
And you pay that over two payments a year?
Two payments, right? A year, July and December. So that's not that bad of an increase for a five-year contract.
No, that's a commitment at a set price for the next 5 years. So I'm going to ask the board at this point, do we want to make a motion on that now, or do you want to wait? It's not necessary that we have to, but it's...
I think I'd personally like to wait until we have more documentation that says that's a five-year thing, something that we sign. But it was good to know because we had to do budgets, so.
We're budgeting for it. I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
Okay, we'll move on. Anything else on MMR?
No. Oh, they're going to do a, what is the training for the AEDs?
Oh, the AED.
The AED that's sitting out in the middle of the bathroom next, on the April 10th, I believe. They're going to do a training on how to use the AED.
Okay.
Which is pretty self-explanatory, but they bring in a dummy so they can, at least people can, you know, open a case up, learn how to strap it on and go from there. Of course, you dial 911 immediately before you do anything first to get the process started.
Are we close on that, Ken? Our explanation for it?
Pretty much.
Okay, or would you like to add to it?
Pretty much walks you right through everything you need.
And again, I'd like to thank Ken for showing up. Appreciate having you at those meetings. I think that's helpful for everyone.
Yeah, the MMR meeting is April 10th, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Anything further on MMR?
I have none.
Shelley?
No.
Okay. We'll move on. Fire Department, Chief Vandenberg. And is this correct? Will this be your last one, or will you do one more?
Hip, hip, hooray.
Is it the last one? I just want to mention that the chief is retiring as of April 1. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
And we'll have a new chief in Ken Williamson. And Chief Vandenberg's been chief for 10 years.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for your service. And you've represented us very well, I believe. And we've certainly appreciated working with you.
Thank you. Well, it's a two-way street. I'm very grateful I've gotten along with the board so well for the past 10 years. And we've got a good staff, and good people in this community have come forward to serve on the fire department. So that's the way it works. So.
Well, it's my understanding, too, that you may be around to assist if needed.
I'll stay on for a year or two. Yep.
Just putting the hook in.
Yeah, the house isn't for sale yet, so.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep. Quickly, we had 17 dispatches in February, excuse me. Both January and February were fairly busy months for us. It's kind of unusual. Current staff remains at 20. And I will just full disclosure of the board, two of those 20 are on leave of absence. We have two people working out of town for an extended period right now. But we are hopeful that both of them are coming back, but they had to take employment elsewhere. All the equipment, with the exception of the SCBA compressor, is in good order. Ken's working on getting repairs lined up for that. We continue to have a fire officer certification class in progress next door. This will go through, I believe, the first weekend in May. We have 7 students. 4 of them are from Elk Rapids. We continue to talk about that tuition assistance program. Hope to have a policy ready for the fire board to review at their May meeting. I want to highlight that Ken, our deputy chief, has been importing many of the old paper fire report forms into our computer-based program. So we started logging those in a computer in 1997, and he's going back to about 1980. And before 1980, quite honestly, there weren't even report forms on paper. Next door, there was a log with an address, and that was it. So, the main reason to do this is because we occasionally get FOIA requests. Somebody will, property will change hands, and a title search company will want to know if the fire department's had any activity at an address. And it's a little hard to do that if we don't have it in a computer. So, I'll let you know that in February, the senior officers from the 3 departments this corner of the county met and discussed ways that we can continue to support and cooperate with each other. That goes along quite well. And then I have several policy updates there for you to look at if you're ready. So,
do you think, Pete, that you're going to need a separate approval for each one of those, or?
I'll let you folks decide how you want to handle it. To me, one motion's enough for me, but again, you're the person that has to keep the record there, Shelley, so you do it how you want to do it.
So I'm trying to like slim it right down.
Slim it right down. I'll go over those, the fire suppression policy and the hazardous condition policy. Very, very minor tweaks. We added a few words in there to include a couple of situations that had not been included before, but it's very minor tweaks. Section 20, we replaced that. It used to be an Explorer program. We're now just going to call it a volunteer program. We have found over the years the Explorer program no longer meeting any needs or goals for us, but we do have people that occasionally like to volunteer in non-firefighting capacities, and it sure be nice to have an umbrella to deal with that. And so that's what the volunteer change is about. And the only new policy in there is the one on firearms. It's always been an unwritten policy that you don't bring your guns to the station, but we now have it in writing. So.
Does the board have any questions for Pete on any of these policies? What is normal in the firearms? I'm kind of curious.
There aren't very many places, workplaces, either fire, EMS, whatever, that allow firearms in the station. It's, yeah.
Makes sense. I'm just curious.
It's a liability issue for the township. And we've gotten along quite well with not allowing them there, and I say we continue. So,
I'm assuming MMR has a similar one. I don't know.
They have an almost identical policy. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Does the board have any further questions on these policies?
I don't.
Someone want to make a motion on one or all? How would you like to do it, Shelley?
How do you want to do it, Shelley?
I'll make a motion to approve the updates and the new policy. So, to approve all of the above, as suggested by the chief.
Okay, I'll support that. Do you want to call off the policy? Well, I guess there's numbers, but
yeah, I've got them written down. Replacement of section 20 policy on fire department volunteers. Two have been updated, Section C, fire suppression and hazardous conditions, and then a new policy on firearms.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions for Pete on these policies? Obviously, you've heard my questions, so I don't know if Shelley or Mike, you have anything else?
No, I don't have anything.
Then I guess do you want to do a roll call on this, Shelley?
I don't think we need that.
No, okay. We'll just do a vote then. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries with absent Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhart. Anything further for Pete?
Thanks, folks, and thanks for 10 good years.
Yeah, well, thanks for your
ladies
service,
and
we hope to still see you around.
Okay, but not quite so often on Tuesday morning.
Well, we might still call you and bug you.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, we'll move on. Maple Grove Cemetery. We've been working, Shelley and I, on a proposal to basically bring back the cemetery to a standard of easier maintenance and probably kind of bring it up to date as far as maybe some irrigation, some change in plants, removal of debris and dying trees, leveling of the ground, adding some materials, and then also looking at imagery for location of plots and trying to get a better drawing plan of the cemetery so we've got something better to work from for future sales and locations. basically just trying to organize the cemetery and it's in a little better manner, so it's easier to manage, maintain, and it's also going to be a little bit more pleasant to visit and look at. So with that being said, we've brought in some help. We had 365 in to give some comments to Performance Engineering, which we've been working with Performance to put together a plan that would address all of our issues. And what we'd like to do is put a plan together, figure out what may be the cost of this plan, and then also put together with that a maintenance plan over maybe the next 5 to 10 years. As it stands today in our budget for Elk Rapids Township, we do not have a cemetery funding mechanism. We've taken it out of general fund in the past. We've had complaints about our maintenance and follow through, and we're limited on funding. Our budget's very limited. We realize we're going to run into a situation sooner than later. So what we've talked about doing is putting this together and going to the voters and ask for a cemetery millage to support only the cemetery and try to get it back up on its feet. We have found that given the monies that were spent when they were purchase of these plots and over the history, it just hasn't allowed for the proper maintenance. The perpetual care fund, even if we were able to use all of it, wouldn't be enough to begin to handle not only the maintenance and the repairs. And we are talking about repairs. When we talk about this, it's some stones need to be corrected. There's obviously properties that have sunken, and we certainly don't have the proper fill on top to grow a decent yard, and we also need to think about irrigation. Back when we plumbed the cemetery, some 20 years ago probably, we had had a little bit of vision to run mains that we believe would support a irrigation system. So yesterday we met with 365 and Performance, and Scott gave some insight to Performance as to what we kind of might want to look at and need to look forward to. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Brad Muma from Performance, and maybe he can explain a little more in detail what we're talking about. And this is just the very beginning. We're going to probably have a few meetings on this and some public meetings so that people can understand what we're doing and see what we want to propose. But Brad, go ahead and take over.
Yeah, so we met with Scott, and he has a good understanding of what's out there, what's existing, kind of what some of the needs are out at the cemetery itself. And when the township asked us to kind of help with this, what we're doing, I think, in this first step is just going to help them develop a large master plan of we want to reach this goal of having this cemetery look like a certain way and function a certain way. So we're going to help them basically put together an outline of how to achieve that, what the steps are, and then what the cost would be to get there. And that's where Scott is able to help on maybe some of the irrigation landscaping aspects of it and what the needs are, and help us develop a budget to achieve all those. And then another part of the whole cemetery is, I think, the record retention or the record keeping is very much dated. And over time, I think, as Shelley's experienced, there's a lot of different people involved, and things are, they kind of get lost a little bit or convoluted, and it's all just old records and papers. And another big part of the master plan would be to digitally map everything and bring it into a modern data system that she would have online that would show every plot that exists out there, and then be able to click on a plot and pull up if it's available or if it's occupied by whom, and any other information she could add to that. Or if a site's not usable for some reason, you know, trees or old stumps or what have you. So I think step one is just our involvement right now is to help develop what this master plan would A, look like, and then what a budget would be to achieve it, I think is what we're trying to do in step one here.
Does the board have any questions for Brad at this point? I know Mike, you were the only probably one that wasn't present, but do you have any suggestions or thoughts?
No, I'm really behind this because, as you know, our general fund budget, it's only, we operate only on 0.953 or 9753 mils. I mean, it's not like the, you know, the village has 11 point some mils. We're under one. And it's a tight budget, and the cemetery costs keep going up. And like Dorrance mentioned, when you did the perpetual fund or perpetual care, you put a dollar from each lot or $2 in a fund, and, you know, what interest are the banks paying? There's nothing there. I mean, it's a large cemetery, and I think we neglected it long enough. I mean, people, if you were to go there and just watch them cut the grass, you can't go more than in a straight line for 5 feet before you're turning around. And the biggest part of that thing would be the trimming around all the stones and the shrubs to make it look halfway decent. And I think it should look halfway decent. It shouldn't even, not halfway, but completely decent.
I know Shelley's probably got a couple points because she's the one that fields the phone calls.
Yeah.
Well,
Memorial Day especially, that should be sparkling.
Yeah. And we're working hard on the cemetery with what we have, and we just don't have money to put into it. So to get this plan together, we have sites from 1908 and around in there, and families are gone. We don't know who's all buried under there. That's where the thermal imaging comes in, and if we can resell some spaces. And, you know, ground has deteriorated, and when we try to fix it, there's no irrigation to let it grow. So we're looking at all of this, and with the help from Performance to organize and strategize over all this, I think we'll have something good to show the people. If you're ever out and about near Memorial Day, you know that the AMVETS goes and we purchase flags, and you'll be amazed at how many veterans are out in our cemetery. And I feel bad. We just can't make it look like it's supposed to look, and we can't help the families the way we would like to find their ancestors and their relatives. And you know, it just doesn't. It just looks unfinished and unkept, no matter how much money we put into it. So I'm really hopeful that we can get something that will work, and that the people of the township will help back us on this and help us take care of it.
Well, and be clear, Shelley, it's just a township cemetery. I mean, you might want to explain for those who might not know.
Right. It is a township cemetery, and I cannot sell plots to anybody that is not a township person. Residents, you know, it costs $300 for a plot, and if you own property in the township but don't live here, it costs $500 for a plot. And we're running out of space. So that's why we want to go back to our old areas where, you know, back in the 1900s, they'd sell a space and, you know, one gentleman would be buried there. And then you've got nine more spaces that we could utilize. There's a whole process that we'll have to take to do that. But we're really just trying to take care of what we have and provide more for township residents.
Is there anything you'd like to add further, Mike?
No, I'm all set.
So we're trying to move forward with that. And that will bring us to another question. Performance have given us a estimate of getting us to the point of putting together all of our costs, some drawings, and then doing a couple of hearings, and then coming up with something that would be something we could put in front of the voters. And that cost looks like $4,000 for all the phases, the bidding, the drawings, and then putting the whole project together. And what I'm going to ask the board to do is I would like to pass that today so we could get started. We would like to be able to be in position to do something by late fall or one of the elections to ask the voters. So I will make the motion to move forward with performance the cost of $4,000. Is there support?
I'll second.
Here we have support. Performance gave us this plan. They've done a couple others in the past, and I think we'll be working with you, Brad. Is that the plan?
Yes, correct.
So Brad is going to be in person on this one. Now, we have done some survey work already in the past year or so, so we know our boundaries, but we've got to do some more with the imaging. We're not just sure of that. That's kind of been something this board's been working on for probably 20-some years. It started out with Adam Schuler and Carolyn Bowles, and then now Carolyn Bowles is still working on it. And we've just got to kind of bring this to an end and get it formalized and get some more drawing and try to find out what we've actually got and where it is. So with that, I'll ask for a vote, unless there's other discussion.
I think it is a roll call vote, isn't it?
Is there any other discussion?
No.
Okay.
Okay, roll call. Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Szymanski.
Yes.
And Dick Holtz and Aaron Eisenhart are absent. Motion passes. Anything further on Maple Grove Cemetery? And Bill, an answer for you is Scott's going out there later this month as it warms up and finishes with a fence post. We're going to try to get that posted. He brought that up yesterday. Do you have anything else you want to add, Brad?
No, I think I look forward to this. I think it'll be hopefully something to move forward and get done, but it could look real nice, I think.
Well, thank you. We'll move on. Library board appointment. It was brought to our attention that we need to correct the term of the library board for Richard Holtz to fill the term of Jane Lund through February of 2021. We didn't have the proper date. I believe we went to 2020, was it?
Yeah, to December 2020.
So this is a correction to that motion. He was appointed to fill Jane Lund's remainder of her term. And it will end February 2021. Now, Shelley, do you want another vote on that, or are you comfortable with just the correction?
Bill, do we need another vote on that if we change the...
See, the question becomes is you didn't correct your minutes or amend your minutes up above. You approved them. And really, it was a typo in the minutes.
But it wasn't, because I went back to the tape and Dick said, how long is this? And I said, it's through December 20. So I had that.
Motion. That's
yeah.
Right.
So that's why
a
I.
Motion. Yeah.
That's why I didn't just want to correct the minutes because it.
No, we were just at fault for making maybe the date mistake. So I look at it, we just make another motion. Bill's good with that. And we'll move forward from there.
You want me to go ahead?
Sure.
All right. So I move that we correct the term of Dick Holtz's library board appointment to fill the term of Jane Lund that will go through February of 2021.
I'll support.
Okay, we have support. And this will be a correction to the last meeting's motion that was for 2020. So I guess I'll ask for a vote unless there's any other discussion. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Dick Holtz is absent, and so is Aaron Eisenhart. Anything further on library? We'll go to Township Sewer next. Again, we've asked performance to be here to discuss what we might want to look at for our next year's repairs and maintenance. And I'll let Brad take over on that. He's provided us with some budgetary items.
Yeah, we just went through and based on where we've been the last couple of years and or year or so and what we've done,
Ray, can you bring your microphone down a little bit?
We come up with a few items we'd like to probably budget some money for and maybe look at maybe doing. And one of that is we had Stuart in there and clear out that force main from the Sportsman Club to the plant, got that all cleared out and opened up last year. I think a next good step would be to do some sort of spray application to kind of keep growth down and then make that path walkable so then we can get in, you know, summer, once it dries up a little bit, at least walk that route at the very least once a year. Twice would probably be better, but keeping some sort of spray application almost annually, maybe to keep things knocked down. The second item would be jetting that gravity line. Again, it's in the Sportsman Club there. It's about 1,000 feet from the lift station to the north. There's a section of gravity pipe that we did do this last year, but it was so neglected for so many years that the one jetting helped loosen a lot of stuff up and it did help, but I think it needs done again to kind of just pull the remainder of just sludge and stuff that's in there, just get that line of final cleaning and whatnot. And I think, you know, that's something we won't have to do every year, but I think because it was so neglected, I think another good cleaning would be advised. And talking with the village, with Brad here, I don't know, a month or so ago, he had indicated that there's some valving within the lift station itself that wasn't working correctly. So I think we should maybe lean on them to address that. And I believe those costs should be covered in the operations end that the village already gets paid for. But again, you know, something to look at and determine who should cover the cost. But nonetheless, I think that valving should be looked at and addressed. And two other items. One is a valve that doesn't work on Williams Road. It's one of those valves that you may never need, but it's an isolation valve. If something was to happen and you needed to isolate for some reason, you'd want these valves to work. So we've got one valve there that'd be nice to replace. And then one other item is the tree clearing for the access road. The village, again, just indicated that trees get blown down and access gets blocked off. It's something they had asked for, so it's something that we could possibly put some dollars for aside for tree clearing, or even if it's emergency-type tree clearing. But nonetheless, there seems to be some costs that happen there occasionally.
On those valves in that lift station, is that something you can have that discussion with the village on and try to get that followed up with?
Yeah, I could. Marcus might have to wrap his head around exactly what's going on there. That or Daryl may know, but I could follow up with those guys and see what the exact situation is and then try to determine who's, I guess, responsible for the fix on those. My thought was it was something that was taken care of during the agreement for operation and maintenance between the village and township, that they took all responsibility for that lift station. But it's always kind of a gray area on how things are budgeted or funded on that lift station with the ownership versus the operations. So, but I could follow up with Marcus and see what the real problem is and how we go ahead and get it fixed.
So these expenditures in toll are around $12,000, $13,000 that we're kind of looking at for next year, roughly?
Right. I think if a guy could budget most of that, those would be all nice items to address.
What do you think, Mike?
Just like the spaghetti sauce that's already in the budget.
It's in there.
Okay. So I guess we've, on this pipe cleaning, we've been on that for almost a year. I think we should get it done this spring.
Yes.
Whether we have the village do it or we have somebody privately do it, let's plan on doing it first thing.
Yes. I'll I can follow up with the village and see now, you know, and see what their capabilities are, if they would entertain doing that, or I'll reach out to generally A1 or somebody out of Kalkaska who can provide services for that. Try to get something scheduled in here this spring.
The valve on Williams Road, is that something you've, your group can handle?
I mean, we'd prefer just contacting Matt's Underground. It's sure. Ideal for a project like this. They're not afraid to get in there and work on a live sewer where, you know, if a pump kicks on, it could be spraying a little bit. But these guys, they go all over. They're aggressive. They get in there with their suits on. They have all the credentials for things like that. And they're, you know, Kalkaska area, they're pretty local. But they're kind of ideal for something like that.
I'm guessing we'd probably want to do it earlier than later due to the population right. increase.
Exactly, yeah. If it's going to be a project that gets done, you're going to want to do it before that, you know, mid-May.
And then I see on the spray, you'll have to find somebody on that that's...
Yeah, that's outside my wheelhouse. I just threw a number in there trying to cover it. So I don't know where to go with that, but I think it's something we should look into getting done.
My guess is you may want to do it almost twice a year, depending on the growth.
And that could be.
But if we could find somebody licensed to go in and do that.
I was going to say, maybe even 365 could do that for us.
Yeah, they might.
Or know who.
Right. It's not necessarily something we would have to get involved with, but I think it would be like a 365 or somebody that I'm sure they're probably going to have some sort of credentials with that volume of spraying, I would think.
So I guess if the board's all right, is it all right to ask Brad to look into these? Are we comfortable with this for the upcoming year? And you're good with looking into all this for us?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and try to get the spraying line or the jetting lined up. I can contact, you know, Scott and see if he can put the price together or let us know on the spraying. And then the valve, the tree clearing. I mean, I should probably just kind of get a number from Carl and C or even Scott, a couple local guys, and just kind of. But I'd almost probably maybe walk it and see what the scope is.
Yeah, I think you want to know what we need to do.
I mean, I don't exactly know. I just know that the village deals with it, and it's usually emergency type dealing with it. So if we can maybe go through and knock out the for sure trees that are going to fall over in the near future, try to minimize the emergency portion.
Okay. I don't think we need a motion on this, do we? Or do you folks want to?
No.
But just so we have an approach for next year, Brad, I think that's what we really wanted. I know Mike wants it for budgetary reasons, and I know we need to keep up on that pipeline. So I think if we're all in agreement, let's just have Brad try to get this accomplished. Do you have anything further on the pipeline?
I met with Marcus this morning and regarding the Maple Harbor extension and the mist dig on that. So trying to coordinate with them on them taking over kind of responsibility of the mist dig marking, anything to do with that new pipe network. So he seemed receptive to that, but still want to follow up and see.
Okay.
Kind of an extension of their system anyways. They're already in the Mystic franchise and have everything set up and the fees. We don't want to recreate that. It's something they can easily roll into what they already do. So
okay.
I don't see any issues with it, but I'm just kind of following through on that right now.
We've created a book for Bill Morrison for all of the Birch Lake system, and I don't know if we put our new stuff in there for Maple Harbor, but when he does mist digs, he just comes and gets that book, shows him where everything is at, because we took all of the records from the DPW garage and put them here for our systems. So that's a normal part of their stuff to do that. If they understand that, you know, Maple Harbor is still a part of the sewer system. I mean, we've got an agreement with them to handle our sewer system, so maybe we need to sit down face to face and say, okay, this is all the sewer system. The agreement's still in place. We need you to handle this stuff.
That's kind of where I was at with Marcus this morning. He seemed more receptive than previous.
Yeah.
And Birch Lake is when the original agreement was put in place. I mean, it was, 200 plus units at the time. And we just now started using those. So it's not like we added more.
Right.
We were previously paying for more what we didn't have. So it's an extension of an existing system that they were already getting compensated to manage.
Well, that's just at the wastewater treatment plant we were paying. But when they were doing maintenance on our system, we would get a bill from them that said, these three men had these many hours and this is the cost of what it was, and we paid that bill on a monthly basis. So it's the same thing. When
okay.
they work there, they bill us, we pay out of our funds. And
right.
we just have to fine-tune that a little bit to have everyone recognize that we're still working under an agreement. And if we need to change the agreement, which I know we want to update it, but right now that's still a standing thing. So we just need to get back on level ground with this. And
that's kind of what we talked about is just take this under the umbrella of the rest of the township sewer and maintain the mist digging and just any type of emergency work that might come up. There shouldn't be any on the pipe, but
right.
you know, just at least recognize that you have some responsibility there.
All responsibility.
Yes.
No, that might be a good discussion to have sooner than later. Mike also...
Since Brad's here, at the February 18th Milton Township meeting, the Township Board voted to extend the sewer, to proceed with the extension in the agreements with the village and so forth, from Williams Road to Oasis, for lack of a better word. Brad was at the meeting. Is there any comment?
Yeah, I guess I should have mentioned this. I mean, we're going to move forward with developing some sort of plans and put together a whole plan of them extending from the current lift station in Maple Harbor on out. Kind of like there's been grumblings and we've had that discussion, but they've finally kind of made a motion to move forward with this project. So we're going to develop plans and get costing, firm costing, and then all indications are that they'll move forward. So there could be a point where we've got to have a little extra discussion on how that interaction between the two townships is going to take place with them tying into the township lift station.
Well, how much volume, I think, will be the question, because with Karen Highway being looked at some point for sewer, we're going to want to make sure that we don't shortchange the residents of Elk Rapids Township in that pipeline.
Right.
Matt Zimmerman from Barnum is also talking to the village, Bill Cooper, about getting an agreement to do this.
No, that makes sense.
So, yeah, there could be some discussion here in the near future kind of on what that wants to look like between Barnum and the two townships. And
okay, thanks, Brad. Mike, I know you've been reviewing the rates because in February is the one time that we have to review our rates for the sewer and decide whether or not we're going to raise them or hold. And I guess, Mike, at this point...
Yeah, the good news is they're not going up. It'll be good for another year. And it did go up 10 cents because that's the village administration fees built in there for the processing, the printing, and the mailing of the bills.
And that's a pass-through, correct?
That's a pass-through, yeah. So that's the only increase is the normal yearly increase of 10 cents. And I think that already started based on the calendar year.
Okay. Is there anything further on Township Sewer?
No.
Okay. Not hearing anything, we'll move on to Township Park. Bill, I know you've had some discussion with the heirs on the Township Park. You want to bring us?
Yeah, Wilcox Park out there. The period we requested in the correspondence to them has expired, but on February 25th, Carmela Huron, she's representing Carolyn Shaw, was in contact with me. She said they've had a family discussion about the matter. Her and her sister were in favor of redeeding the property to the township. Will and Ted, other heirs, said they were in favor of potentially giving it to Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy. They were going to follow up. I said, "Well, go ahead and do it." I said, "I'll report to the board." And so they were going to have a representative contact Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy. She was happened to be leaving on vacation until March 9th, but I did call Carmela yesterday regarding the results of their contacts, if there's can report anything. And I said I'd report it to the board. She said Willard Wilcox wanted to contact Grand Traverse Regional. She had not heard from him yet. She will follow up and advise us as what the results of that meeting was. So it's moving ahead, but I'm just telling you, you know, so they've had contact with us, and we'll see which way the heirs want to proceed.
Well, at this point, they haven't agreed to giving it to the township under the without restriction.
Right.
So, and this is just my opinion, but at this point, I guess I would entertain that we would move forward with giving back, with the idea if they decide to give it to us, fee simple. At that point, we could do that. But at this point, we might as well, you know, we've kind of as a board decided that we would, during this time period, wait and try to get it worked out. But in lieu of that, I think it's still something that we could, you know, possibly entertain if they decided to give it to us or if they decide to go with the Grand Traverse Land Conservancy. At some point anyways, we want to make sure that we, I think this board, well, I'm sure this board was in support of removing all the restrictions that we were trying to work from. So I guess what's the rest of the board's opinion at this time?
I would rather wait until Kamala gets back to us instead of us jumping right in and saying, "Here, take this back." Because it'll cost us. We want to go, we'll have to go in front of the courts and we'll have some legal fees and stuff like that. And I'd like to see a resolution to it before we start doing that. And I don't mean to drag it out forever.
So let's
she's
30-day extension.
Let's put a time period with it then.
Right.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that also.
So you're going to suggest 30 more days?
Yeah, I'll follow up with her before 30 days to say they want an answer by the next township board meeting.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's fair.
Good.
And the process on that would be we have an easement across the property for our pipeline and the easement for the lift station, which we would have to retain. But that was easement you'd gotten, what, 5-6 years ago from the group?
Yeah, there was a series of easements. Yep. The pipe, there was pre-existing easements. The pipe was basically put in the wrong easement, wrong location.
Yeah, and we had to resurvey.
Follow-up easements from most of the heirs on this thing, but any deed to the heirs, I would propose. I'm not going to hide them until we're going to reserve our easements for the sewer pipelines and the lift station.
Yeah.
And but that trench, if it's in anywhere on this property, or whatever you want to call it, V cut to the plant. I don't know where it starts.
Oh.
Be the north end of that trench.
Right.
So any easements or anything associated with the sewer system would be reserved. We're keeping that in place.
Yeah, we had a survey done on that, I know. So we do know where the lines are actually.
Yes.
And actually the easement calls out
yes.
the lines in the proper location.
Yes.
So we should be good on that.
And the manholes and stuff like
yeah.
that. So.
And that easement was all signed by them, so we're good there. So, I mean, that's... Let's see what happens in the next 30 days. My only urgency to have a decision is, I know by the court system we're supposed to start a plan and start responding to this, and I think, or at least from my aspect, at this point I'm not willing to do that. So I want to bring it to an end one way or another, and I hope that if they do want to give it to us, then we can then proceed with that process, but just so that we don't upset the court system. Anything further on the park?
Nothing.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Nope.
All right. Next, attorneys, Acme to Charlevoix Trail update. Shelley has put in our written information, which basically I think everybody's familiar with. There was a open house on February 27th at 5:30 to 7:30. It appears that the route taken so far is going to come up the west side of US 31 from what we have here. Now, there was a question brought into our office about how far up the west side, and I think, Shelley, you fielded the question. We were under the idea that it was going to come off of US 31 at Bayshore Drive, and I think you found in the drawing it looked like it came further than that. Is that correct?
Yeah, in the drawing it doesn't look like it's going down South Bayshore Drive at all. It looks like it's coming right up 31, but it's still all, you know, preliminary and plans. So, nothing's done. They're still taking in everybody's comments and still meeting, and there will be another advisory committee or stakeholders committee meeting, and we're involved in that, so we'll find out more at that time, too.
Now, the reasoning behind the west side, I believe, is they want to be able to access the parks, whether it be Sailor Park, Maple Bay, and then I thought the understanding was they wanted to be able to access the county park and the village park without crossing the road. That was the main, you know, reason for that. I think that was their, at least the meeting that Shelley and I were in on, that was their discussionary point. And then also Pete from the Road Commission weighed in on it, and he would have agreed with that. That was the side he would like to see it come down from the Road Commission side. So I think that was a consideration, and I think probably justifiably, if they're going to access those parks, less crossings of US 31 would certainly be better, and it seemed as if the MDOT supported that at that point. So that's what we do know. We're not sure of the final plan, so that's, we're just telling folks what we have in our hands. Anything further on bike trail? Okay, we'll move on. Attorney's report.
Attorney's report for March indicated that the sheriff's got 48 events called in the township. That's almost the same as last year at this time. Farmland open space, I'm going to defer to Dorrance on that. I have not heard anything back from Laura, and neither has Milton Township heard anything back from Laura at the Grand Travis Regional Land Conservancy yet. Her proposal was to start working on it more full time this spring. I don't know exactly. By next month, I will contact her again, just to see. We've already talked about the Sportsman's Club, Wilcox Park, and contact with Carmel Huron on this matter. The Planning Commission, the next Township or Planning Commission meeting is April 9th, Tuesday. We'll have a couple matters, at least one matter, 365, I think, on their agenda. They may have some other issues on the agenda. It has not been finalized. Nothing new on HRTHA, nothing new on the Zoning Board of Appeals. Elk Rapids Sewer, we've heard about the maintenance from Brad Moomin today. Maple Harbor Sewer, I just want to just keep reporting on it. I don't mean to beat it, but the drainage easements per se are done now. We're not going to work on that anymore on this thing. Our project at Maple Harbor is done. And the sewer extension into Milton Township, we've heard about that from Brad. There will be more to come on that, because there will have to be a formal agreement between Milton Township, Elk Rapids Township, and the village before that fully proceeds. Nothing new on medical marijuana. Recreational marijuana, per the Enterprise Sheriff Department, every township and governmental entity village within Antrim County has opted out, declined to have any marijuana establishments. in the county. Other townships adjoining Antrim County are starting to follow and do some of this also. But Kalkaska has, going to allow them, as is Acme is going to allow them. Just, you know, those are the closest ones. And Traverse City's talking about it also. Now, something new, which I wasn't aware of until Larry Nix sent me some materials and I followed up on it. I've asked the sheriff, I've emailed him on March 4th, he's apparently on vacation right now, requested him to advise us what the department's position is and what recommendations he has. It's called industrial hemp. The United States Congress, December 2018, in the Farm Bill, allowed farmers now to grow hemp. Did not block them anymore. Hemp is defined as a plant that does not have more than 0.3% THC in it. The state of Michigan, Public Act 641 of 2018, called industrial hemp for research and development, passed an act. It was effective January 15th this year. Section 19 of that act says it prohibits any political subdivision from restricting or limiting requirements under the act. The farmer, per se, it'll be just like a corn crop, a wheat crop, whatever on this thing, bean crop, but they will have to get Department of Ag and Rural Development licensing and registration to grow the hemp. Side note, don't know what I'm talking about on this, but they get, apparently CBD oil comes from hemp, and that's the new product that's being talked around that will cure everything from arthritis to whatever ails you, so, on this thing. So, you may see that in the area or hear about it, industrial hemp. The cemetery, we've heard about already today. Short-term rentals, just to reinforce it, that it did die, the state of Michigan proposal or act did die last year because of no action on it. It was resubmitted to the state legislature, and so it is still pending. There's been no public hearings or no hearings scheduled on the matter at this time. That would do it if it passed on short-term rentals. Would say rentals less than 28 days are not a commercial use and shall be permitted in all our zones. You can regulate noise, traffic, stuff like this, but you can't regulate, you can't stop the short-term rentals. And I understand that our planning commission will be talking about short-term rentals sometime in the future. Fire department, we've heard from Pete today, it passed the new ordinance or new amendments to the policy and procedure. Local assessing reform is proceeding, and they've got to set some rules before you'll even know what to do with them. But we will require the board of review to have some formal training, and our board's already on that. And some of them have completed a course that is more, they're certified. Small cell towers, the new Michigan Act took effect March 12th. There's federal FCC rules that are already in effect. Small cell towers are cells or antennas placed on top of telephone poles within the road right-of-ways. If they're within the road right-of-ways, the township zoning will have no control over them. The range of these are about 2 miles. They will have something the size of a refrigerator at the base of the poles. There will be applications. I haven't seen any forms yet proposed by the MTA. I don't know if those will come into rural areas right away. They'll be more probably city-oriented. MMR, you've already talked about the proposed contract extension and the cost increases. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Is there anything the board has? Question for Bill? All right, we'll move on. Township board announcements. Mike, do you have anything?
For all you people that have not filed your income tax yet, the township taxes are online. If you go to the website, www.elkrapids.com, when it comes up, go under the how do I ask about my property taxes. You'll come up with the, take you right to BSNA. You can search by name, parcel number, or a property address. If you need the village information, you have to call them on 264-9274.
Okay, Shelley, do you got anything?
I do not.
We do have a resolution 13-2019 from Antrim County, the DNR Common Mergenser Control Program, which will deal with swimmer's itch in the lakes. And just my read on it is that there will be some of our Elk Lake or Skigamaug Lake groups that are going to apply for these permits to work on the swimmer's itch. And I'm only making mention of that because it came through our desk, and it's just something that I think will be talked about in our lake groups going forward, all inland lakes. But it was passed by the county. So that's just a update. Also, Board of Review will meet tomorrow from 9 to 3, and then also on Thursday from 3 to 9. The Board of Review will be here to take on any questions on property taxes. Again, there'll be no decisions made there. It'll be made in July, but anyone that has any questions should come forward during that time period. Anything else? Okay. Not hearing anything else, meeting's adjourned. Thank you. We will be having a budget hearing in about 5 minutes. Thank you.